This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Thursday, February 6th. I'm Debbie Monterey. Six of St. Louis County's department heads are suing the county to halt Proposition B from appearing on the April 8th ballot. It would give the council sweeping powers to fire them.
The suit contends the amendments will give the council members authority they have never had, yet the ballot language, which council members chose, say it is to restore powers. The council has never had that authority. The proposition gives the council the authority to fire the police chief. However, it is the Board of Police Commissioners that has that power. In a statement to KMOX, Dr. Page says in part, quote, "The proposed charter amendment threatens a disruption in services and exacerbates the continued struggle to recruit and retain talented employees." He goes on to say, "The directors are angry and fearful and finding it more difficult to do their work as the council increases interference." Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Missouri State Auditor has opened three new investigations in our region.
Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick has begun to investigate the St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, along with the city's building division's alleged self-dealing. Fitzpatrick says he has also begun to investigate the St. Louis Development Corporation's North City Grant Program.
Allegations that some of these recipients of these grants had addresses that were vacant buildings, basically had no history as an entity.
A joint statement from SLDC and the mayor's office says the city welcomes any audit, and in November, a third-party audit found the North City Grant Program to be fair and consistent with federal guidelines. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's been 3 months since voters enshrined abortion rights into Missouri's Constitution. Now Republican lawmakers are working to get abortion restrictions back on the ballot.
If approved by Missouri voters, a new law would disallow abortions except in cases of medical emergency, rape, incest, or fetal anomaly. House Joint Resolution 54 also proposes a ban on gender-affirming care and hormone-blocking drugs for those under the age of 18. In a tense and emotional hearing Tuesday, some lawmakers criticized the proposal as too restrictive and said it undermines Missouri voters. The resolution's sponsor, Springfield Republican Representative Melanie Stinnett, argues Amendment 3 didn't give voters the full picture.
It would seem to me that if there are concerns, they're worth discussing and addressing in a timely manner, since this is a very serious topic.
I'm Nathan Lee, Missouri News Network.
A new Illinois law is making it easier for relatives to care for children in the foster care system.
It would make a significant difference for kinship caregivers like myself.
The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services says 9,300 children and youth in the state are living with relatives, and many do not receive the same benefits as licensed foster caregivers. That's about to change as the KIND Act has been signed into law to equalize payments for people like Jeanette Bird.
Kinship caregivers are signing up for this. And to take care of additional children, and we need this financial support to do so.
DCFS is in the process of drafting rules outlining the standards for relative caregivers and is expected to adopt them in the coming months. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Missouri's film industry has been staging a comeback ever since state tax incentives were reinstated. Andrea Sporsik with the Missouri Film Commission.
2024 is our first full year, and we've had 39 projects film in the state. So it's pretty wonderful.
Sporsik went on to tell KMOX four of those projects were over $1 million.
Like, that's the difference. We're getting bigger projects than we were able to get without the incentive.
Exciting times for Washington University researchers. Their investigational nasal COVID-19 vaccine gets the go-ahead to enter phase one clinical trials in the U.S.
This trial, conducted by the National Institutes of Health, will assess the safety and efficacy of this vaccine, given either as a nasal spray or through inhalation. The vaccine's co-developer, Dr. David Curiel, is a professor of radiation oncology at WashU.
And what's unique about our vaccine is that it's delivered by the intranasal route. And the goal of that is to induce better immunity in the upper respiratory tract to minimize the possibility of transmission and provide better protection.
This nasal vaccine is already being marketed in India and China. Dr. Curiel says he hopes it will be ready for widespread use in the U.S. within 12 to 18 months. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, St. Louis Community College reports a jump in enrollment, and by the fall, we'll have a half dozen new buildings ready for students. Dr. Jeff Pittman is chancellor of St. Louis Community College's system.
In addition to the new buildings, we're also renovating a lot of the old buildings, so a lot of the older buildings will be updated and freshened. As we get poised for the next 75 years at St. Louis Community College with our state-of-the-art facilities.
Dr. Pittman says the transformation isn't just physical appearance of the buildings, but also the curriculum and internal structures. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.